Federal authorities are now looking at whether a seemingly state-imposed 8.5% rate of enrollment for special ed students in Texas makes any sense. Parents of children with special needs are used to fighting for their children to get the services they're entitled to under the Americans with Disabilities Act and other federal education requirements. But this ceiling in Texas may be unique. Texas has the lowest rate of children in special education of any state. It's continued to stay that way, even as the student population has swelled. An investigation by the Houston Chronicle alleges state and local school officials have intentionally kept the enrollment rate low. Bill Zeeble has reported on this issue for KERA in North Texas. Bill, welcome to The Takeaway. What's this investigation say?
The investigation, the Houston Chronicle investigation said that the Texas Education Agency, since 2004, put a cap at 8.5% of enrollment for special education children. So districts across the state, more than 1,000 of them, figured, oh, we better not enroll more than 8.5% of our student population, or else the TEA might crack down on us and start investigating and auditing our budget. So let's cap it at 8.5%. And so you have districts like Dallas under 8% and some other North Texas districts under 8% when the national average is in the range of 13%.
And for parents who are used to getting services that they need, if they can demonstrate that they have those needs, this completely upends the table.
Oh, we heard from a lot of really, really, really upset parents because the Department of Education came in and in five cities said, we want to hear from everybody trying to get or having gotten received or received services. Cindy Wilkerson, who has several adopted kids, explained how really, really bothered and upset she was by this apparent cap on special education.
This is out of control. You're going to expect them to pass a test, a state test, but you're not going to give them the services. Guess what happens to the kid? For most kids, medication. They're on so much medication. My kids were. I took them off. It was like having a bunch of drug addicts.
So what do employees and the special ed teachers think about all this?
Some employees are outraged. We heard from several who worked in Dallas. Others defended the program, saying parents may not understand what the process is. We never got into this job to deny services to children and especially to special education kids. But then we heard from Daphne LaMontagne, who's a Section 504 coordinator. She had been with the Dallas School District before she left. And she said, no, what you're hearing from these parents who are upset, I've seen it.
When a parent says, I want special education testing, they did not want that to trigger in the system. They wanted to slow that process down. And I watched it over and over and over. Again, to the point that I couldn't stay and be a part of that system, knowing that at some point they were going to get caught. And I did not want to be sitting at the table as someone who had knowledge of this, who stayed and perpetuated the issue.
That was a pretty devastating accusation, which the Dallas School District has denied, although the Dallas School District, when I talked to them yesterday, said, oh, well, we heard some issues. We're looking into this.
Will this be resolved federally, Bill, or will it be resolved in the school district sooner rather than later?
Well, there's an investigation by the Department of Education, which they call a review. When a result from that review will occur, it isn't clear. But they did address the Texas Education Agency. The TEA said, we haven't denied, but we may change some of our procedures so that this 8.5% cap, which they say is not a cap, will not be misunderstood by school districts.
Bill Zeeble is a reporter for KERA in North Texas. Thanks so much, Bill.
Good talking to you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.